It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. Bush have announced plans to release their new album, Man on the Run, October 21st. The first single will be called The Only Way Out and will be released to digital retailers on September 9th. The news is the first details about the new effort since frontman Gavin Rossdale took to Twitter back in July, saying that Bush had finished recording the album. Known details thus far include the album having been produced by Grammy winner Nick Rakusunets, who's worked with Foo Fighters and other bands in the past, and the album being recorded at Studio 606, owned by Foo Fighter frontman Dave Grohl. More information is expected soon. Buckcherry released a new six-song EP on Tuesday, simply naming it after the F-word. The disc is the first release via the band's newly established F-bomb label. All six songs have the offending word in the title, including the first single, which is a cover of Iconopop's I Love It, which the band renamed Say Bleep It. You can hear samples in the Rock Report blog, 1065thebuzz.com. They are, of course, not safe for work. A ton of people have done the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and the rock world is included. You can see video from the Ice Bucket Challenge being taken by Duff McKagan, Corey Taylor, Eddie Vedder, Mike McCready, Jeff Ament, Stone Gossard, the Foo Fighters, and Jon Bon Jovi, all in the Rock Report blog, and there will be more videos as the challenge goes on. Also in the Rock Report blog today, Korn's newest video for their new single, Hater, a teaser clip of 6AM's newest song, Stars, a teaser clip and live video of 30 Years to Life, a brand new song from Slash, Metallica's official YouTube channel footage from August 9th at the Heavy Montreal Festival, and a stream of Steven Tyler's duet with Smokey Robinson on You Really Got a Hold on Me from Smokey's new duets album. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 1065thebuzz.com.